Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Segment, get into all the huge news, the Islamic invasion of Europe that was just launched by Turkey. It's just insane. And our own media is saying it's no big deal. That is all coming up. But first, this needs to get more attention. It's at man.video, confronting the corrupt judiciary when they openly engage in crimes. Here it is.
To share the video, only if you decide to take this mission.
Band.video. 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 Band.video.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women, you ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales, we've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. With only 245 days left of this unbelievably important historic election. The year is 2020, and if you just joined us, there is no way for me to hype the different facets of just how insane it is that Turkey has launched a massive invasion of Europe and is calling it an invasion. And you can go to many foreign newspapers and read the headlines with Erdogan threatening to invade, now invading, people burning children over fires, putting smoke in their eyes, little babies, little toddlers, then handed to military-age men to make a run for the paramilitary police of the border. Openly using children as a human shield, and then watching ITN, Sky, BBC, CNN, MSNBC, all of them run it, edited, to make it look like the babies have been hit with tear gas, and they're getting the tear gas out of their eyes by putting them over fire smoke. You never knew that? Yeah, CNN told you that men can have babies, and now they say if you want to help a baby that's been hit by tear gas, which they haven't, you hold them over a fire about an inch over the flame with smoke in their eyes. Yeah, that's how you do it. And you slap them around a little bit. So again, next time you get some gasoline in your kid's eye or something, or next time they get, just take them over to a fire and stick their head in it. That's how you take care of it. Oh, and men can have babies too. And women have penises. That's what CNN teaches. And if they can get you to buy that, well, they can get you to buy anything. So I want to give the phone number up. The toll-free number out, 877-789-2539 for first-time callers on this Monday edition on the Islamic invasion and on what you're thinking is going to unfold with the whole coronavirus situation. We're going to break it all down at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're watching over the Internet or on a local TV station or listening to us on our great AM and FM affiliates across the land, please remember the only way we reach new people is by your daily word of mouth in the information war. It's not a job. It's an adventure taking the Republic back, ladies and gentlemen. So here we are, 877-789-2539 on this Monday edition. And we're going to be taking calls throughout this hour into the next. Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith, who saw incredible things, both good, bad, and ugly, at CPAC, that tell us something about the Republican Party and the censorship and where things are going. They're going to be in studio in the next hour as well, and we'll continue on with your phone calls there. They ran into Gorka, I Love Tyranny, the whale, or just Gorka, the gay whale. They ran into him. He actually had Owen thrown out. He's just like a royal god. He's a guy that got thrown out of the White House for being a phony policy expert. He's got stolen valor. If anybody sells snake oil, it's him. And he just absolutely flips out and just told them, Owen is not allowed here. I am God. I am Gorka, the tyrant whale. And look, I love Brits all day, but you don't see Nigel Farage coming over here and telling us to turn our free speech in. But you see Gorka, the gay whale, over here doing it. And so the guy's absolutely anti-free speech. But speaking of awesome reporters, Millie Weaver knocked it out of the park with her interview with James O'Keefe when he put big tech on notice of what's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome James O'Keefe.
And she is the inspiration for a man to come up to me here 1 year ago. His name was Kerry Porch. He worked for CNN. He works for CNN. I see some media people here. I'm not sure if CNN is here. Maybe one of you will be the insiders after this thing is done.
Why, hello.
Hi. Hi, James. It's good to see you.
To see you. Yeah.
So you announced some pretty huge news during your speech.
Right.
What is that?
We got two insiders that are going to be made public within a huge tech company, the name of which I will not give, but it's certainly one of the top ones. And this is incontrovertible evidence of not beyond censorship. Now it's an intentional political thing, and it's I think some people on Capitol Hill perjured themselves. I think these videotapes make that pretty clear. So that'll come out in the next week or two.
So do you think anyone's going to be looking at jail time? I mean, prosecution?
That's not, I don't. I wish I had the power. I don't wish I had the power. I don't wish I had the power, but I do not have the power to prosecute people. I only have the power to bring the information forward, and I think the information this time is it's really, really compelling because it's not just circumstantial evidence. The tapes show inside the companies what they're doing on the front lines, and they're under oath lying about it. Listen, and the fact is these insiders are so brave. They're heroes because they strap a camera to themselves. They work for the company. They're willing to give it all up, sacrifice their livelihoods for the public's right to know what's going on.
And, James, you recently did a huge video where you exposed inside ABC they were talking about that. Can you explain to my viewers what that was about?
This was a tape this week. David Wright, the veteran news correspondent, been there for 20 years, and he's saying that ABC News does not care. The bosses there do not care about reporting news, telling the truth. It's all about selling Disney products, Marvel, Avengers, people on Good Morning America. And it's really telling because he says he's a socialist, this David Wright news guy. Not just a Democratic socialist, says, I'm a socialist. But he also says that ABC News does not give Trump enough credit. He says this. ABC News suspends him for being honest, which I don't agree with them suspending people for their honesty.
Yeah.
They never want to reform their behavior. It's the same thing that happened with the Jeffrey Epstein cover-up. They tried to find the leaker of the tape instead of the cover-up of the story exposing child pedophilia. These people will never learn. There never seems to be a reckoning. They don't have the ability to practice introspection. So the response is, we're at CPAC on the main stage with one of the insiders, and we are recruiting more insiders to wear more cameras, Millie.
Exactly. Well, James, you are doing such a great job.
Oops.
All right.
It's okay. We've done that. We've done that a few times. Our videographers do that all the time.
Okay, James. Well, you have done such a great job exposing fake news and how rampant it is, especially in broadcast media.
And it's their own people saying this. It's not me. It's their veteran, Patrick Davis at CNN. The clip of him inside CNN saying we could be so much better than we are. We could be so much better than we are. Patrick Davis said, I don't even listen to the Jeff Zucker 9 a.m. conference calls anymore. He says it's his words. It's just shit, he says. So he says it could be so much better than we are. And David Wright saying the commercial imperative is incompatible with news. This is the sort of thing that people all say to each other, but the people that, you know, are next to them have those hidden cameras on. We feel that investigating the Fourth Estate is maybe more important than investigating government itself, because we've got to inform the people the right way.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, James. Thank you for your time.
Really?
I appreciate. Where can people find your next big expose?
We want people to go to projectveritas.com/brave. That's where they can see everything, they can sign up, and we will give you an embargo for our next story in about a week inside the big tech company. So stay tuned.
Oh, awesome, because we know
So there's a little bit more of the interview at band.video and on Millie's YouTube channel, but she did a great job. And boy, I tell you, if you were James O'Keefe or Alex Jones or Nigel Farage walking through there, you had to keep moving, because if you didn't, huge crowds would show up and you couldn't even get going. So I'm kind of love that interview, because they're like walking around, kind of like 60 Minutes style. You get to kind of see what's going on as the interview unfolds. But I can't wait to see the surprises that all the great folks at Project Veritas have for the globalist coming up in this election year with 245 days left. Your phone calls, Brian, Todd, Joe, and Malcolm, and more. We're taking your calls on the other side of this break. And then Dan Lyman from InfoWars Europe on the front lines of the public invasion of millions of Islamic military-age men using kidnapped children as human shields. We have the video.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
History repeat itself in a bold way. 1,400 years ago, Muhammad took over the crossroads of Mecca and Medina for the spice trade on the caravans coming out of East Asia, Central Asia, what's India today, and into Far East Asia. Once he had that power, he projected it in his lifetime to take over much of the Middle East. 100 years after his death, he was pushing into the borders of Eastern Europe. The Balkans is the main area struck for over 1,300 years with millions dead on both sides. That's nothing compared to the Hindus. It's estimated even by mainline government in India that 147 million Hindus have died fighting Islam. 147 million, because they were keeping better records than the West did. They were not a medieval culture back then in India, as we were in the West. So we've contained the cancer between India and between Western Europe. The Balkans, which is Greece and other areas, has been hammered by Islam and has been taken more than 50 times. Greece has been under Islamic control just in the last century, before World War II. Dan Lyman is the amazing reporter at EuropeWars.com. He's covered Davos. He's covered so many other big events. Bilderberg, EuropeWars.com. Such an important site to check daily. If you want to see the main focus of he and the reporters he has under him. And again, I want to thank all the listeners and supporters. That's how we can finance what he does. And he's an amazing individual. I want to play a few clips here and then go to him for this segment. The next, we'll go to your calls. This is the footage of the UN-funded refugee camp on the border of Turkey and Syria, where men are grabbing little children. They're putting them in the fire, in the smoke. Anybody knows about smoke, makes you cry. Women are telling them to cry to panic them. They're handed to military-aged men who then use them as human shields to surge through the Greek police. This is the most cowardly terrorist activity you could imagine. But Islamists will use a kid at a police checkpoint with bombs under them to blow the little child up. We all know that. The left has a real fetish for this. So the media is trying to spin this footage on CNN right now and MSNBC that, oh, they were tear gassed, so they were washing it out with smoke and slapping the children. That's how you put fires out, is pour gasoline on your head, too, as well. That's how you help. You got a little contact problem? Just take an ice pick and stab yourself in the eye, too. I'm not saying literally do that, folks. This is the level of the lies. So here's that raw footage. It's up on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. Here is the shocking torture of children to make them cry so that they can run through the police and show the police with crying children as if they're scared of the police and not the terrorists that have kidnapped them and are dragging them into a war zone. Here it is. Look at these scum. Look at the culture where they kidnap women. Remember the little girls that are genitals cut off. How they torture the child to cry. What terrorist filth. And now they run them into a war zone. And more men come back to grab more babies. God almighty. You talk about trash, folks. You talk about law of the jungle. You talk about barbarous cesspits that can't ever get their act together. Africa is fighting for its life to keep the Islamics out. Africa is civilized compared to Islam. The animists aren't even Christians, and they've got wonderful communities compared to the Muslims. Because the Muslims will do anything. Because there's no evil you can't do. Sex slaves, kill people, because it's all for the greater good of the Prophet Muhammad. Dan Lyman joins us. We're going to get to the Greek police. don't think they should be shooting dead one of these guys. Everybody caught bringing a child to a war zone and torture them, they should put a bullet in their head. They're invading over their country's border. That's what you do to protect your border. And now Erdogan has declared war and citizen attack, Dan Lyman, and the media is covering it up. This is incredible. A giant Islamic invasion of Europe. We haven't seen one in over 200 years at this level. He's calling it an invasion, and the enemy media is covering for it.
That's absolutely right, Alex. This is definitely another invasion, and this one seems to have a lot more animosity behind it than the last one, at least more openly. So we'll have to see how the international media covers this one. I have seen a bit more pushback on this action, even from people like Merkel and Macron, although I don't really take them seriously. I think they're just delivering lip service. But this is such a disturbing development, especially with what's already going on in Greece, which we can get into shortly, and then also with the spread of the coronavirus and just all of the other things that are going on in the world right now. This layered on top of it really is a disturbing trend.
Well, the media intends to show these kids they're torturing later in the same videos crossing the police line, saying, look at police making them cry, the very same children. Is this video not smoking gun garbage, just like when they said that Trump was blowing up, with the Turks, villages in Syria? It's just it's totally staged. And it seems like Muslims just know how to stage stuff.
Absolutely, they do. And also the NGOs that help them, that facilitate all of this and that organize a lot of this action, that keep them in line to make sure that they get the proper photo shoots and to stage the right propaganda. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had a similar event play out in Hungary, on the border of Hungary, although it was a lot less violent. The NGOs there were found to be staging a migrant march in which they brought children to the front of the line and marched them quite a long ways up to the border with Hungary, and they used the children to sing songs and appeal to the emotions of the hunger.
Human shields. I want these human traffickers arrested, and if they've got weapons, I want their heads blown off. And that's what you normally do when somebody invades your border and attacks it and is burning things. You repulse an invasion.
Right, absolutely. And it does seem like Greece is taking a much harder stance this time around. They do have a bit stronger government in place now, and they seem to be saying that they're just not going to stand for it this time, because last year alone, on record, 75,000 migrants came in, mostly from Turkey, and about 60,000 of them came over on the boats, and that was last year.
And let's be clear, they burn buildings, they murder, they rape, they kill. It's hell. They're destroying the economy, and the UN is just pouring more in that use children as shields. Of course, the media is so mad this one individual got shot in the head. Reportedly, he was attacking police with a weapon.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that the Turkish intelligence agencies or their troops are actually aiding the migrants as they come over. There's a lot of speculation about that, and of course, it's very important.
Oh, what you're saying, maybe a false flag?
Well, there is evidence that they're deploying tear gas at the Greek border police. There's some evidence of that going on. There's evidence, actually, that Erdogan, there are some videos of some of these migrants admitting on video saying that Erdogan actually recently released them from prison. So it sounds like, if accurate, of course, we take these all with a grain of salt. That could have happened in 2015 or somewhere else. They could have happened yesterday. These migrants, some of them are saying that they were just let out of prison. So Erdogan might be emptying the prisons of some of the worst people.
I want to be clear. If someone's trying to burn a building or kill people, people need to use lethal force and stop laying down to this. Because if they fully break the border, they're going to have Islam totally take over Europe. People don't know. You live there. I mean, most of the cities are now no-go zone hell pits.
Yes, even some of the cities that you would never expect are starting to turn that way. So, I mean, I recommend if you come to go to the really safe countries. I always say this, go to Poland, go to Hungary. They don't have any corona yet either, so another added reason to go there. But one of the footages that you showed there of a burning building is actually the locals apparently fighting back. They said a UNHCR migrant reception center.
That's
they
right.
Set it
some
on
of
fire
this footage
last
is
night.
People attacking the UN invasion bases. Dan Lyman, stay right there. Islam has invaded Europe hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. They're invading now. I don't want to go to their countries and blow them up. I just don't want them coming here to enslave me and telling me I'm going to submit to their sword. No, you will never make us submit. And the West is away.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price, because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, You get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. M4Store.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Foco and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest.
They may have wounded me.
They may have wounded me, but they'll never
get the best of better men.
I gotta tell you, when you really study the history of it, I've probably only read 10 books on the Islamic invasions of Europe and the countering crusades. They are incredible. But they knew that they were gonna lose France, Germany, Poland, and other areas if Hungary and if Serbia and if other areas fell, because they were barely holding them back for 1,000 years, almost 1,000 years. As the Crusades were in the 1200s, 1300s, 1400s, yeah, they were holding them back about 800 years. And so England had to lead the attack with the Normans and the French and go 4,000 or 5,000, 3,000 miles in, and just millions died, folks, holding Europe. Millions. It's estimated that just some of the Crusades in a decade were millions. I mean, you talk about wars back then where almost no men came back. Because the Muslims would take over, enslave, kill the men, breed with the European women, and make more soldiers. And so they had to, Western Europe had to invade. I mean, that was like going to Mars for them. To on horses and on foot, to get on barges and ships from England and France, and then go all the way to the Mediterranean and land to fight the Muslims, because they wouldn't stop attacking. And if Europeans captured you back then, they were Christian. They didn't kill the children and, you know, rape all the women. The Muslims did. So, Dan, I'm ranting about this, but the more you learn about it, and then the left and the media worshiping Islam, and the Islamics torturing the kids to cry in front of news cameras caught, and to watch all the Europeans at the NGOs directing the Muslims. I mean, imagine being those NGO scum from the UN telling them to stick babies in fires for CNN. I mean, how did they find such scum, Dan?
There's a lot of scum like that. It is pretty incredible. But, you know, the good news is, at least in Greece right now, they're starting to push back. I did see some video of them actually confronting NGO journalists and taking all their gear and throwing it in the water, and people saying, you know, next time we catch you here, it's not your gear going in the water. So, I mean, these people look like radicals doing that. Of course, they're just defending their town and their homeland. Now, this footage you're showing right here actually is interesting. This is apparently in Turkey, and these are Erdogan's, they call them the Gray Wolves. They're his young radicals, and they are actually reportedly attacking Syrians in their homes and at their businesses and trying to flush them out of Turkey and flush them into Europe. What do you think that the international reaction would be if this was happening in Germany and it was Germans trying to drive the Syrians out of their country? How much coverage do you think this would get? It would be a total media blowout on this. Meanwhile, this is happening in Turkey and it gets almost no coverage at all.
I noticed the Turks are making a sign that looks like the devil. If you're a Westerner, people believe that this is the sign of the devil. No, it's not. In Eastern Europe and the Middle East, this is the sign warning off the devil. So they're driving the refugees out of their homes as a weapon to flush them into Europe, because Europe didn't pay the ransom to Erdogan, the dictator, or Erdogan, depending, potato, patata. And he's all on record saying this, and there they are making the sign of warding off the devil, saying we're driving the devils out. It's pretty amazing.
He's been saying he's going to do this for months now. And, of course, for years, the EU has supposedly been paying him off to hold back the hordes back there. I mean, they always say between 3 and 5 million migrants are being held in Turkey. And despite Erdogan saying for months, saying that he was going to do just this, he warned us. He actually said, you know, months ago that he was going to. The EU made virtually no preparations ahead of time to defend the continent from this invasion. And I find that so disturbing. And now, essentially, right now, it's just Greece handling things on their own, and they're already stretched very thin. And ironically, they're fighting against the locals on the islands who are actually protesting against the building of migrant centers there. So you have some riot police and some Greek, you know, soldiers deployed to the islands to basically defend the migrants' right to come over, and then you have the rest of them deployed to the border to keep migrants out. I mean, it's a mess, and unfortunately, Greece is bearing the brunt of this, and they have never recovered from the financial crash, and they never recovered from the 2015 migration crisis. So it's just load after load of bad news for Greek people. It's so unfortunate.
All right. In the time we have left here in the next 5 minutes, we have EuropeWars.com reporter Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. Everybody bookmark that and share it. Critical reporting, critical intel. Is this not a total invasion, the biggest Islamic invasion in a long time, even bigger than the last few years, and the media trying to run interference? What comes next? What else are you watching? And how does the coronavirus tie into this?
Well, it is such an interesting time to be in Europe, and a little bit unsettling, of course. And of course, Who knows how many of these people are carrying the coronavirus? How many of them came through Iran? So, I mean, you have you compound these issues that are facing Europe at this time. I really do hope that Greece holds the line, and I hope they get support from the international community, certainly from the EU, hopefully from NATO, although that's a little bit dicey because Turkey's in NATO, so we have some issues there. And then, of course, yeah, we're watching the coronavirus thing just spread daily. It's just getting a little unnerving. There's so many different events being canceled, public gatherings over certain sizes are being canceled, and every country that a couple days ago only had a few cases is now rocketing past 40, rocketing past 100. The airports are eerie. Some of the towns and the cities are starting to get a little quiet. The supermarkets are starting to have shortages in some places. So, I mean, people are really getting a little bit freaked out, and I think with good cause, of course. It's a bit unsettling.
Dan, this is so historic, and it's so archetypal, and you go see all these movies where the Crusades are evil and we invade the Muslims and their poor little cupcakes and everything. And they invaded us. That's a historical fact over and over and over and over and over again. And Russia fought them and stopped them. And the Serbs fought them and stopped them. And the Hungarians fought them and stopped them. And the Serbs, all these groups, and they went all the way, as you know, up to the edge of Germany and Poland. They had giant, huge wars. And then none of it's even taught in schools. And you talk to the Muslims, they say, we're coming to get you and rape your wife. You are scum. And I don't think people understand what that's like. And the media sells it like the Muslims are these pious people. They deal drugs. They guzzle alcohol. They use the welfare system. On average, I don't think people understand, you're in Europe, that they've adopted a weird gangbanger culture. So it's like a bunch of welfare gangbangers just running around pissing and crapping and raping everybody. I mean, you cannot overestimate the evil we're dealing with.
Not only that, but the violence, it goes amongst themselves as well, of course, in these migrant camps. And then once they get into the cities, they get into their own cliques, they get into their own, sects, and then they go after each other. And so, for instance, in Sweden, you have this explosion of gang violence, and it's drug gangs from Nigeria fighting each other and Somali gangs. And so it's people just say, oh, they lump all these people in as just one group of migrants or refugees, and they forget that these people all hate each other as well. And they will settle their scores with extreme violence, and they do all the time. And not only that, they'll inflict that violence against Europeans as well, often against children and women. It really is disgusting the way that Europeans are handling this, the leftist Europeans, and people who know that this is wrong and that this is changing the future for their children and their grandchildren. They need to stand up. They need to speak up and stop being afraid of being called a racist, being called a bigot, being called an Islamophobe. Whatever you're afraid of being called, you need to stop, because your grandchildren, your children are going to have really terrible lives, as they already are in many parts of Europe now, being victimized by these gangs and by the kids that get put into their schools that have no respect for them and attack them. And we've seen so many stories like that out of Sweden and Germany and the UK. The list goes on and on. It really is hard to cover sometimes on a daily basis because there's so many negative, terrible stories.
Dan, what else are you expecting to come out of this? Will this finally awaken Europe to kick the socialists and the UN out that are engineering this? I don't think the UN is going to get away with this. I think they've bit off more than their communist asses can chew.
I'm not sure if they will, but I do hope that some good things come of this, that people, that these countries start defending their national borders, and that more nationalist populists start getting elected to high-ranking places of power.
And I hope the people putting little children in fires to make them cry before they run at police lines get put in prison for a long time. And yeah, I say it, shove their faces in a fire and see how they like it. EuropeWars.com, Dan Lyman, spread that link. Great job.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are broadcasting worldwide. We're about to go to your phone calls, but I wanted to just remind listeners that the storable food we have is available. They're packaging it. It's high quality. All the other distributors are sold out. We order from a bunch of them. They're not delivering. They're lying to you when they say 1 week, 2 weeks. The food we have, you actually get 5 to 8 weeks, depending on what type you order, and it's high quality, and then you've got that checkbox taken care of. But all the other products at InfoWarsStore.com are in stock. We drop ship from Utah and their other factories in Colorado and other areas across the country, the storable food. But if it is the Super Silver Wound Gel, the strongest over-the-counter you can get, or it's the Super Silver Toothpaste that's safe and effective for your mouth and knocks those viruses and bacteria out, or the Super Silver Skin Cream with a hyaluronic acid, vitamins, and minerals that's so high quality, those are all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I actually lowered prices during this crisis. I didn't raise prices, even though we already sold out of a lot of the products, the Immune Guard and other things, as we said we were. That wasn't a gimmick. Well, we've lowered the prices from 25% off on the Super Silver toothpaste to 50%, though it's very close to selling out. We're trying to rush delivery to get more in from Colorado. Also is where that is produced by the American nanotech company that has created that incredible silver. So it's important during this crisis to not just have storable food and firearms and water filtration and relationships with your neighbors, friends, and family, and an emergency plan. It's important to boost your immune system. And we have the body's ultimate turmeric formula now back in stock, 40% off. We have the vitamin mineral fusion that's so good for your body, fruit punch, back in stock. And we have, on top of that, things like DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off as well. So take advantage of that. Fund the InfoWar and get all of those bases covered. I want to thank you all again for your support and encourage you all to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and to get those storable food orders in. Because with 2020 and the bubble and war and the Islamic invasion, it's something everybody needs that makes you less dependent on the system. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, we're going to have Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith, both great reporters, in studio next hour. And the subject we're going to be covering, or subjects, is this insane campaign, Klobuchar dropping out, Judge of the Booty dropping out, and how this is really a two-man race now between the doddering, stumbling, reanimated crypt keeper, Joe Biden, and the horrible, evil, grasping con man communist who came from his con man father, never worked a day of his life. So, and the ads he runs, it shows a huge crowd of people on the other side of a bridge about to invade a city. It's like a barbarian Hun event about to sack Rome or something. I mean, how about ominous archetypal subliminal energy and imagery? So we're going to be talking about all that. And then, well, you know what? I'm just going to announce it then because I don't like end fighting, except this is an end fighting and it's got to be done. And so I really want to be subtle about it. I want to get all the bases. And they're still getting a video together, which is fine. That shows some of this. But we're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour. We're not going to cover that subject until I'm ready to announce it. But it deals with Gorka, the tyrant whale. And he's just an archetype of what you don't want to be. Forget him. It's not about him. He's not important. It's just about the type of supplicating, supine, spineless Grieblers, Groypers, well, you've also got Grieblers. I'm going to coin a term to the Griebler that grovels and griebles around. So that's coming up bottom of the next hour. But Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith will be in here before then, and we'll continue with your calls. Okay, enough of me. Rob in the great state of Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, 20-year listener, first-time caller. 4 weeks ago, just a quick plug, I ordered some of your products. I ordered X2 Survival Shield, Super Blue Toothpaste, and the Immune Gargle. And within 48 hours of using the toothpaste and the Immune Gargle, my gum stopped bleeding and the abscesses just disappeared. And that is no joke, that they just vanished.
Well, sir, I want to be clear. I mean, my dad is he still has a license. He's an oral surgeon and a dentist. He's also worked on things that got FDA approved for the Pentagon. He worked on some projects with those guys. And he went out and developed Super Silver toothpaste. So, I mean, it really is kick-ass. It really is amazing. So is Super Blue. Super Blue's got the tea tree oil and the iodine on top of it. So they're both amazing.
They are absolutely amazing. And the first week or 2 weeks that I used the X2 Survival Shield, it tasted really funny. I didn't understand what it was doing. And then now, like this morning, it really happened this morning at 8 a.m. It just, there's no burn anymore. It just goes right into your throat. And it's, you know, my cough has stopped. I had a cough for 2 weeks.
Oh, it's literally dissolving everything. And listen, I know how it is. My wife goes to the store, buys organic toothpaste. we run out of this, and I'm like, for a month, like, why don't I have Super Blue Super Silver? I've got to then bring it home myself, and then it's so much better. In fact, I brought some last week, and now you know, my teeth are so much cleaner and feel so much better. It really is amazing. I don't mean to get off on a jag about that, but I'm really proud of the products we have. And you know, Rob Dude tells a story about this is the best toothpaste he's ever had. The way it just annihilates the bacteria and the viruses and then just gets down in the body and just puts this coating, this defense shield up. My wife notices it. She says, yeah, you need to bring home that good toothpaste because your breath stinks at night when you don't brush with that Super Silver. I want more of that. I'm like, just go order it off the store then. And that's a real conversation. But anyways, let's get back to why you called, sir.
Yep. Okay. And one more quick thing. Now, I can't swear to this, but one of my right lower molars was, like, loose. I mean, I'm 52 years old, and it's not loose anymore. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know you can't say all that kind of stuff, but that stuff is just destroying the bacteria. I mean, it's got to be. There's no other everything I used did nothing. All the prescriptions from the dentist office did nothing. And now the dentist is like, well, you don't need surgery anymore.
Well, I'll tell you this. This has been approved for over-the-counter sale, this NanoSilver, but it's so effective on bacteria and on viruses at a gut level, I don't use it every day. I'm like, man, something killing bacteria and viruses like this, is this really good? It's been safe and effective, they say. I'm just saying silver is not a game. And that's why it works so well. So just use it according to what you think's best. Gauge your own body. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And it works very well. And like I said, I've been listening for 20 years. This is my first order. Everything you've been promoting, I've never ordered. I was just a little skeptical. And then even my wife is to like just get on auto ship because this stuff is working. But anyway, I want to talk about what's going on in Turkey. And, you know, crossing all these Muslims across the border into Europe, you know, they're a NATO member, and there is nothing in the NATO charter. We can't support a NATO member until they are attacked. Well, Turkey has not been attacked. They actually attacked another country. If you move your troops across another border, and then you gather all these people up and move them through your country into another country, which is up into Greece, you know, something's wrong.
That is a classic military attack. In fact, the Huns would bring their population behind them. This is a Attila the Hun activity. But Erdogan, or Erdogan, depending on how you say it, he said for 3 years he'll do this. He calls it a weapon. I mean, he's declaring it.
Yeah, I think what President Trump needs to do, he needs to act like Charles the Hammer Martel from France. And just whenever the Muslims just invaded Spain, he said, no, you're not coming into Europe, and went into Spain and just thrashed them. And actually ordered his troops, take no prisoners. These people are just heathen idiots. Wipe them out. He actually issued orders. If a French soldier is witnessed taking prisoners, you will be killed along with the Muslims. Now, I'm not saying that we need to go out and kill Muslims, of course, but President Trump needs to just tell NATO, hey, this stops now. You know, this is no different than Assad gassed his own people, and we all know what a hoax that was.
You're absolutely right. This is insane-level invasion using babies as human shields. It's so criminal. And again, we've got an Islamic country on Europe's border. What do you expect from a rattlesnake?
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.